What's the salt situation right now?
Well, State Highway starts the entire season out with about 325,000 tons of salt. That's a huge number and probably one that's tough to grasp. But to give it some perspective, we've used through these first four storms, four or five activations that we've had, between 66 and probably 75,000 tons of salt as we're still getting supplies in. Now, that doesn't mean we've dwindled our overall supply by a quarter, because we get shipments in almost by the day as we go through the winter. But so we're fine in terms of salt, but certainly I think the crews have been gone for almost 10 days now, and I think that's probably, starting maybe to tax some folks, because we have been going. There's a pre-storm routine and things that we do, and then there's the actual storm, and then there's the cleanup. So they've kind of all run together here in the last 10 days.
Well, they're racking up overtime, too, in this whole thing.
Well, weekend storms, nighttime storms, about 60% of the snow fighting that we have on the state roads in Maryland is contractual. It's kind of a dying breed for folks that drive plows anymore. And as state workers get older and retire, and we don't bring in a lot of new, maintenance folks and things like that, we turn to the contracting community. So that's a huge part of what we do in terms of snow fighting. We have state forces that go out with the contractors, but it's a partnership, and it's one that's even above and beyond the 50-50 split anymore, where it's actually closer to 60-40 on the contractual side. But they do an unbelievable job, just as our folks do. But you have a pre-treatment that we do before a lot of storms, and then you have the event itself, and then you have to get the truck ready for the next one, so you clean it up to make sure that it looks good and that it's in great shape. So it's a long process for each storm.
We have had four now in the span of a week, or will by Tuesday, I guess, it would be coming up on a week. And I guess you're as surprised as everybody else that things have really been cranking so far. And I assume the crews and the equipment are holding up okay. It's just that they've been busy.
Without a doubt. This is the bread and butter of what State Highway. We build, maintain, and do a lot of great things out on the roads in general throughout the entire year, but obviously snow removal is a huge part of keeping our roads open, keeping everything passable, allowing those folks that do need to go out to get from point A to point B. And I think that when you look back to last year, when the end result wasn't a tremendous amount of storm of actual accumulation, but we actually had 23 activations of our operations center last year, and people lose sight. They only look at the end result, even though we only had a handful of inches of snow in the metropolitan area last year. We had 160 inches of snow out in Garrett County. I know it's a whole different world out there, and some folks don't think of that being even part of Maryland, but we certainly have quite a bit of resources that go from October until April out from Allegheny and Garrett County that almost go nonstop 12-hour shifts for that entire time.
About this, these past few storms, what are you looking out there?
Out in Western Maryland so far, we've actually already gotten about 32, 34 inches of snow, and this is out in far Kaiser's Ridge. But even in Hagerstown and even in the Hereford zone, we've got 16 inches of snow this year. So, that we've lived on that rain snow line. We always do in this area. So you might be in Annapolis and get absolutely nothing. You might be in Catonsville and get 2 inches, but you might be in Owings Mills and get 4, and then might be in Westminster and get 7. So all of these storms have been right on that line, and obviously our preparation has to be the same. We had the first storm this year overperformed. We were supposed to get 1 to 3, and some areas got 6 to 10, and then other ones slightly underperformed. But our reaction to and our preparation for these storms has to consistently be the same. We've got to have those folks out on the road just in case it ever does get to the point where it overperforms. We have to be ready, and we will be.
I'll double back again, because I'm not sure I asked you precisely in terms of the salt and anti-skid, the brine too, everything in good shape for this coming storm and pretty much for the rest of the month anyway?
Unquestionably, we can go. It would take back-to-back-to-back blizzards for us to even come into question. We had the blizzards 3 or 4 years ago when we had them back-to-back-to-back, where we had 3 major storms. That was the only time, and even then, because we're statewide, we can move salt from the Ocean City area, from Salisbury, from Cambridge, from Denton, from those areas over to the other side of the bay if we need to. And we did that back then. We don't need to do that right now, but we have the ability to move resources because the shore generally doesn't get a whole lot, but we certainly have gotten a fair share this year west of the bay.